Today's Amud is Yevamos Yud Chasam Abayis. We're holding on Yud Chasam and Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Amar Le Abaye L'Rav Yosef. So we're continuing the discussion of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. Just to refresh our memories, we mentioned that the Iker Machlaikis of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika is really a Machlaikis Tanoim. It's machlaikas we're going to have in the Mishnah later on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. It's also a machlaikas at the Gemara by us on Yud Chasam Abayis. The Gemara is going to bring that Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses a case where you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven. And Reuven dies without having any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and Levi. And Shimon goes, and he marries Mrs. Reuven's sister. So now Mrs. Reuven becomes usher to him, Alts Achis Isha. So he makes it, and now Mrs. Reuven is usher to him. So says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, since Shimon only did Erisim, we tell him, don't do Nisuin yet. Since you're not fully married to Mrs. Reuven's sister, don't do Nisuin, because to a certain extent, she's your wife's sister, because you have a Zika with Mrs. Reuven. So you can't just go ahead and do Nisuin with her sister. You can't do Nisuin with Mrs. Reuven's sister, because you have a Zika with Mrs. Reuven. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds Yesh Zika. So he says, don't do Nisuin yet. Wait until Levi goes, and Levi will either be Meyabim, will be Chaylates, Mrs. Reuven, the Zika will then go away, and then Shimon will be free to go ahead and to complete his marriage with Mrs. Reuven's sister. But until they get rid of that Zika, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that Shimon should not finish up the marriage with Mrs. Reuven's sister. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira clearly holds Yesh Zika. The Gemara assumes that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and the Chachamim are Chaylik, and the Chachamim hold that Ein Zika. So it's a Machlekes Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and the Chachamim of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Besides that Machlekes Tanaim, we also had in our Gemara, Namad Aleph, Yud Chasam Ad Aleph, really Zayin Amud Beis, also a Machlekes Amirayim. A Machlekes Amirayim about Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. And the Amirayim were discussing a case where you have a Shemeres Yavam, you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies without having any children, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon, so now if you hold Yesh Zika, it's as if they're married. Midrabanan at least, it's as if they're married, and if Mrs. Reuven then dies, if you hold Yesh Zika, it's going to be usher for Shimon to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, because it's like it's his mother-in-law. So Shimon was not going to be able to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, that's the Lashon of the Gemara, that's to describe this case. It's a Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, Mrs. Reuven who dies. So then the halacha is, if you hold Yesh Zika, so then it's going to be usher for Shimon to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. However, if you hold Ein Zika, so then it's going to be mutter for Shimon to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. The Maisa, the Gemara brought its Machlekes Amarayim. The Shita of Rav Huna Amar Rav, and it's important for our Gemara to get the name straight. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, he says that Ein Zika. Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna says in the name of Rav that Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, Shimon's allowed to, he's mutter to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, because he holds an Ein Zika. Whereas Rav Yehuda, who is also a Talmud of Rav, he doesn't quote this in the name of Rav, we just have Rav Yehuda Amar. Rav Yehuda says that no, that really Yesh Zika, and Mamela in this case of Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, when Mrs. Reuven dies, so Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, because Yesh Zika. So it seems to be a machlekes between Rav and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that Ein Zika, and Rav Yehuda says that Yesh Zika. Now, it's important to know before we start the Gemara that Rav Yehuda really had two different Rebbeim. At first, he learned under in the yeshiva of Rav. However, once Rav was nifter, so like many of the Talmidim of Rav, Rav Yehuda then went and learnt in the yeshiva of Shmuel. So that's why many times in Shas you have Amrav Yehuda Amar Rav, and other places you have Amrav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda learned both by Rav and both by Shmuel. Now the question is when Rav Yehuda said this halacha, that Yesh Zika, was he getting this from Rav's yeshiva, or was he getting this from Shmuel's yeshiva? So that's where our Gemara picks up. Amar Le Abaye L'Rav Yosef. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, and had Rav Yehuda, that memra from Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said, Shemeris Yavim Shemesa, it's aser for Shimon to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, meaning that Yesh Zika, says Abaye to Rav Yosef, Dishmuelhi. That memra that Rav Yehuda said, at Yesh Zika, that's a halacha that Rav Yehuda picked up from his Rosh Yeshiva Shmuel. He got that from Shmuel. And it makes a lot of sense that he got this from Shmuel. That not because we learned in the Mishnah that the Mishnah on later on Mem Aleph that Shoymeres Yavim Shekidesh Achiv Es Achaisa. This case where you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers, and Reuven dies without having any children. So Mrs. Reuven now falls to Yibum to Shimon and Levi, and the brother Shimon goes and he marries Mrs. Reuven's sister, Shekidesh Achiv Es Achaisa. Mrs. Reuven goes and he marries Shimon goes and he marries Mrs. Reuven's sister. So the Mishnah says that Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, they said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that Aimrim Loi, we tell Shimon, Hamtein Ad Sheyasa Achicha Maisa. Wait until your brother does some sort of Maisa to get rid of the Zika. Either he'll do Chalitza, or he'll be Miyabi, Mrs. Reuven. Whatever he'll do, wait until he gets rid of that Zika, and then you could continue and do the Nisuin with Mrs. Reuven's sister. That was the Psak of Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, that Yesh Zika, and because there's Zika, because Shimon is connected to Mrs. Reuven, we don't want him doing Nisuin with Mrs. Reuven's sister. We tell him he has to wait. Va'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel commented about this Mishnah, and Shmuel said, Halachik Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, that Yesh Zika. So says Abaye to Rav Yosef, it makes a lot of sense that this memra of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said Yesh Zika, in the case of the Shemeris Yavim Shemesa, that's a halacha that he picked up from Shmuel, who we know also paskin like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, in the case where Shimon married Mrs. Reuven's sister, that Yesh Zika. So it's consistent, it makes sense that Rav Yehuda got this halacha from Shmuel. Now Amar Leh, Rav Yosef said back to Abaye, why are you so convinced and why are you so adamant? Why do you want so badly to say that Rav Yehuda got this halacha from Shmuel? De'ida Rav Mai, what would be so terrible if he really heard this halacha from Rav? What would be so bad? Maybe he got this halacha from Rav. So I know why what you're thinking. It's because then Kasha de Rav ad Rav. It's because Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that in the case of Shemeris Yavim Shemesa, that Shimon is allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, because ain Zika. So because of that, it would be shver to say that Rav Yehuda is quoting Rav as saying that Yesh Zika. It would be a stira in Rav. However, says Rav Yosef to Abaye, why is that so terrible? Dilma amoroi ninu valiba de Rav. Maybe it's a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, what Rav said in Shir. Maybe he got this halacha from Rav, and it's a machlokes, what Rav said in Shir. According to Rav Huna, Rav said in Shir that ain Zika, and according to Rav Yehuda, Rav said in Shir that ain Zika. What's so terrible? So says the Gemara, no. Because Kaven de Itmar Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya. Since we have a memra from Shmuel Lehedya, that Shmuel says the halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, the halacha is that Yesh Zika. And if you want to say that Rav Yehuda got this halacha from Rav, you're going to be forced into saying that it's a machlekes amorai and bedas Rav. So therefore, when we have those two options, leishavkinam yishmei de Shmuel behedya, so we're not going to leave saying that this memra was said over from Shmuel when we know that that's a shita, and instead say that Rav Yehuda got it from Rav and make it into a machlekes amoraim. When we have those two options, either to say he got it from Shmuel, who anyways we know holds Yesh Zika, or to say he got it from Rav and then make it into a machlekes amoraim b'shmei the Rav, so it makes more sense to say that Rav Yehuda got this halacha from Shmuel. Now says the Gemara that Rav Kahana said that Amrisa l'shmaita kamedu Rav Zvid min Naharda. When I said over this Shakla Vatario in front of Rav Zvid from Naharda, this whole back and forth that Rav Yehuda was saying this halacha mishmei de Shmuel and not mishmei de Rav. So Rav Zvid said to me that asun hachi mas nisula, that you taught it like this. You have a stam memra from Rav Yehuda, and then you have a whole shakla v'tarya. Who was Rav Yehuda getting this from? Was he getting this from Rav? Was he getting this from Shmuel? However, said Rav Zvid, you should know that anan, we in Arda, so we behedya mas ninanla. We have it straight out that Rav Yehuda was quoting Shmuel. We have it lahedya that am Rav Yehuda, am Shmuel, Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Aser Beima, that when Mrs. Reuven dies, so Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother because Yesh Zika. So Alma Kasaver Yesh Zika, and then the Memra continues that we see Rav Yehuda holds Yesh Zika, and then the Gemara continues that Vaaz de Shmuel Tameh, and it comes out that Shmuel is the Shitasai the Amar Shmuel Halacha Rav Yehuda Ben Beseira, because we know that Shmuel Paskin like Rav Yehuda Ben Beseira that Yesh Zika, so that's why the Shitasai. That's why the Shitasai. He says that Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. And says the Gemara B'tzrichi, that we need both members of Shmuel. We need him to say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and we also need him to tell us this halacha of the case of a Shemeres Yavim Shemesa, when Mrs. Reuven dies, that Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. Even though they're both built off of the same Yisoy, that Yesh Zika, we need Shmuel to tell us both members. D'i Ashmin and Yesh Zika. If Shmuel would just tell us that Yesh Zika, meaning he would tell us Rav Yehuda's halacha, that a Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, that Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, so Hava Amina Hanimili Bechad. I could have thought that when is it that Shmuel said Yesh Zika? That's when there's only one Yavam. It's when there's just two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died without having any children, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and only to Shimon. Maybe that's when Shmuel says that Yesh Zika. And Mamela Shmuel is not allowed to marry, and Mamela Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. Because it's Dafka when there's one Yavam, I will betray, but when there's two Yavams, and it's not so clear which one is going to do the mitzvah, so then Loi, maybe there's no concept of Zika, and Kamash Malon, that's why we needed Shmuel to tell us that no, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and his case was a case where there was two brothers, it was a case when there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven died without having any children. And Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon and to Levi. Shimon went and married Mrs. Reuven's sister, and now we have to wait until Levi does Chalitza or Yibam. But there was two Yavams, and still the halacha is Yesh Zika. So that's why we needed Shmuel to tell us the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Now, V'yashmin and halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if I would just have that memory of Shmuel, that he passed in like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so hava amina hani mili michayim. So I still could have thought that when is it that Yesh Zika, that's only when the Shemeres Yavam is alive. Since she's alive, there's that active bond between the two. That's when Shmuel says the Yesh Zika. Avulachar Misa, but in the case of Rav Yehuda, of the Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, when Mrs. Reuven dies, so maybe once she dies, so Pakala Zika, maybe the Zika goes away, and Mamela, now Shimon is allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. So Kamash Malan, the Zika Bechdi Lai Paka. That's why I needed Shmuel to tell us that halacha as well, the case of Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, to tell us that no, even when Mrs. Reuven dies, Shimon is still not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, because the Zika doesn't just go away by itself. It requires Chalitza or Yibam. It doesn't just go away through Misa, and that's why I needed Shmuel to teach us both of these memras, one that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, and also the halacha that Rav Yehuda quoted in his name of the Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. And really this Mishnah is kemat identical to the first Mishnah in the Perek. There's one slight difference which makes a big halachic difference. Says the Mishnah like this. The first Mishnah in the Perek spoke about the case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. And spoke about a case where you had two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died without having any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon. And then baby Levi is born. So Mrs. Reuven is obviously usher to baby Levi. She's Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. The Mishnah said that even if Shimon then goes ahead and does Yibam to Mrs. Reuven, so it doesn't matter. If Shimon then dies, Mrs. Reuven is still going to be usher to Levi, even though now she's falling from Shimon, because once she was usher before, so she remains usher. Once she was already chal on her, once it was already chal on her and isser to baby Levi, so she's always going to be usher to baby Levi, she's even going to pat the tzara. That was the Mishnah that we had in the beginning of the Perek. Says the Mishnah now a slight difference. Says the a slight change. That Shnei Achim, it starts off exactly the same. You have two brothers, you have Reuven and Shimon. Umeis Echem Mehem, and Reuven dies without having any children. So in the previous Mishnah we had that the next step was that baby Levi was born. Here, then no, baby Levi was not born yet. Here what happened was after Reuven died, V'yabim Hashem yes Esha es Achiv. Shimon went and he did Yibum with Mrs. Reuven. Now Shimon has two wives. He's married already to Mrs. Shimon and now he's also married to Mrs. Reuven. V'achar kach noilad lahen ach, and then baby Levi is born. So in this case, it's definitely going to be more kal. There's definitely going to be more room to be lenient, because in this case, Mrs. Reuven never felt to Levi yet. She never felt to Levi, and she was already Nesra, she was already Aser. She's now married to Shimon, and then what happened was, is Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are falling for the first time to baby Levi. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, even though it's true, it might be more kal, still says the Mishnah, at least the Fida Tanakama, that Harishaina Yaitza Misham Eishas Achiv Shohaya Bailamai, and Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Levi because she's Be'etzem Reuven's wife, and Reuven and Levi were never alive in this world at the same time, so she's Eishas Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. So Mrs. Reuven is going to be Aser to Levi. Once we say that she's considered an Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai, Mamela now, Vahashniya, the second wife, Mrs. Shimon, she's Mamela gonna be Aser Mishum Tsarasa, because she's Tsaras Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. That's in the case where Shimon was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. Aser B'maimer Umeis. And this is really repetitive of what we had in the first Mishnah, that if Shimon, instead of being Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, all he did was he did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, Umeis, and then he died. So then, Shimon is only married Midurabanan to Mrs. Reuven, so she's Midurabanan, she's Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai, Avada, she's gonna be Aser to Levi, but Hashnia, Mrs. Shimon, Chaylatzes Vloy Misyavemesh. She's not gonna go away scot-free because Midaraisa, she's not a Tsaras Erva. Midaraisa, she is Shimon's only wife, and she falls to Yibam to Levi. But Midurabanan, being that Midurabanan, she's a Tsaras Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai, so we say that Levi is not allowed to be Miyabe Mrs. Shimon. Instead, they have to do Chalitza. That's all of Fida Tanakama. However, Reb Shimon says that Miyabim Le'ezim Mehen Sheyirtza, Echaylitz Le'ezim Mehen Sheyirtza. It's going on the case of the Reisha, that even in a case where Shimon did Yibam, Shimon was Miyabim Eishes Reuven, Shimon was Miyabim Mrs. Reuven, so now Shimon is married to Mrs. Reuven and to Mrs. Shimon, and then baby Levi is born, and then Shimon dies without having any children, so the halacha is that nobody is an Eishes Achiv. Even Mrs. Reuven, she is not Aser to Levi. Reb Shimon holds that that Levi is allowed to be Miyabim, either one of them. He's even allowed to be Miyabim, Mrs. Reuven, because Mrs. Reuven is not really Mrs. Reuven. She becomes like Mrs. Shimon. When Levi is born, she's not considered, once Shimon is Miyabim her, she's not considered Mrs. Reuven anymore. Now they're both Mrs. Shimon's. So Mamela Levi is allowed to be Miyabim, either one of them. He could do Chalitza with either one of them. Neither of them, though, are an Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai or a Tsaras Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. Now says the Gemara that Amar Rav Yishaya, Rav Yishaya says, and we quoted this earlier in the Masechta, says Rav Yishaya that Chalak Haya Reb Shimon Af Birishayna. That Reb Shimon is Chalak even in the first case of the Mishnah, even in the first case of the Perek. Meaning, the first case of the parak, we said there was a slight difference, that baby Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. So that case is much more chummer, because baby Levi's born and Mrs. Reuven's already facing him and she's Aser to him. You would say Nesra. Once she's Aser, she should be Aser forever. Says Rav Yishaya no, and the Gemara later will explain, but says Rav Yishaya no, that once Shimon is Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, so then if Shimon dies, so then Mrs. Reuven is Mutter to Levi. Reb Shimon does not hold that that's included in Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailama, even though in the Seder of the Mishnayis we only have Reb Shimon arguing Lehedya. In this second Mishnah, says Reb Yishaya Achidish that Reb Shimon is Chaylik even on the first Mishnah of the Perek, even in the case of Mace, Nailad V'Yabim, even in the case where baby Levi was born before Shimon did the Yibam to Mrs. Reuven. Now, Mimai, Says Rabbi Yishaya, how do I know that? That Rabbi Shimon is chaylik even in the first Mishnah? Midikatani, Mishnah Yaseira. From the fact that it teaches the first Mishnah. What's the chiddush in the first Mishnah? Baba derashal, aman katanila. Who is it for? Why is it necessary to teach us that case? Of meis neilad viabin. Ilim al rabbanan. If it's coming to show us a chiddush lefid rabbanan, that it's usher, that she's considered ashes achiv shohayabai lamay in such a case, well, luchayr, it's pashut. If once you have the second Mishnah, now, if you have the second Mishnah, that even when Shimon does Yibam, and only afterwards baby Levi is born, still we say that Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Levi, even though the Ki Ashkecha Batera Ashkecha, when Levi bumps into Mrs. Reuven for the first time, it's in the Matzav of Heter. He never, there was no din of Nesra, she never fell to baby Levi that she became Aser, and yet still Asir Rabbanan, and yet still the Rabbanan hold that it's Aser for Levi to be Miyabim, Mrs. Reuven. So if so, in the first Mishnah of the Parak, where it was Nailad Va'achar Koch Yabim, where baby Levi was born before Shimon, was Miyabim, Mrs. Reuven, Mibaya, is it needed? Do we need the Chachamim to tell us that the halacha is that she's Aser, that she's an Ashes Achav, Shahai by Lamai, Lachayretz Pasha, Elalav the Reb Shimon? It must be that that whole first Mishnah is coming to show us a chiddush lefi Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon, who holds that there's no Ashes Achiv Shalai Hayabai Lamai, holds that even in the first Mishnah, even when there was seems to be a Nasra, even when baby Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam, even still she's not considered Ashes Achiv Shalai Hayabai Lamai. So Elalav Reb Shimon Itzrech. It must be that the first Mishnah is for the Chiddush of Reb Shimon, that even in such a case, there's no Isra of Eishas Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. And it comes out that Vatana Reisha Lo Diacha Koichad Reb Shimon. The first Mishnah of the Parak is showing us how far Reb Shimon goes with his Kula, that there's no Isra of Eishas Achiv Shohaya Bailamai even in that case. Utana Seifa Lo Diacha Koichad Rabbanan. And then we have this second Mishnah, which the Gemara calls the Seifa. We have the second Mishnah, the case where it was Yabim Ilubisaif Nailad, and that shows us how far the Rabbanan go in their Chumrah, and they say that even in this case, there still is an Isser of Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. Ubedinu the Niflag Rab Shimon Bereisha, and really the Mishnah, the Tana, should have taught Rab Shimon, it should have mentioned Rab Shimon even in the first Mishnah. Alanatarlu the Rabbanan Ademisaimi Lamosayu. Rab Shimon first waited, the Tana recording Rab Shimon first waited until he finished being Mesader the Rabbanan's entire Shita. And then Vahadar Palagalayu, and then it mentions Rab Shimon, who argued on both statements of the Rabbanan, and Rab Shimon holds in both cases that there is no Isser of Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. Now ask the Gemara, if Rab Shimon holds in both of these cases, it doesn't matter if it was Yibam before the Leda, or Leda before the Yibam, if Rab Shimon holds in both cases, there is no Isser of Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai, Ela Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai, the Rab Shimon, Echi Mishkachasla. It was mentioned in the first Mishnah, it doesn't seem like Rab Shimon's Chaylik on the entire Erva. It sounds like there is such a thing as Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai, we mentioned before from Sukkim. So where does Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, what's the case of Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai? So says the Gemara, the Mishkachasla, or Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai, Rab Shimon, Hechi Mishkachasla. Where do we ever have the case? Says the Gemara, Bechad Acha. You have it when there's just one brother, there's just Reuven. Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven. Umis, and then Reuven dies. V'noilad layach, and then Shimon is born. So Shimon is born after Reuven dies. So then the halacha is Mrs. Reuven is aser to Shimon. That's Eishes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. Inami, or you could have another case where there is betrayal. There are two brothers, meaning you have Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven dies without having any children, and then baby Levi is born. If you're Reb Shimon, there's no Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai in this case. Once Shimon does Yibam and he dies, so now she falls to Levi? Yeah, but you could have it V'loy Yabim V'loy Mis. If in the case where Shimon doesn't do Yibam and he doesn't die, so Mrs. Reuven is still only falling from Reuven, in such a case where Mrs. Reuven is only falling from Reuven, so she's Aser to Levi, Alts Ashes Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. Says the Gemara, another kasha on the Shita from Shimon, that Bishlama Yabim Ve'acherkach Neilad. I understand in the case where Shimon was Miyabim Mrs. Ruvain, and afterwards baby Levi is born, so I understand, I can understand where, why Reb Shimon would say that that's not Eshes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ulamai, because Ki Ashkecha Be'Teira Ashkecha. Lamaisa, Mrs. Ruvain never fell to baby Levi yet. She was never usher to him. She only falls to him once Shimon dies, and at that point she's mutter to him. She's Eshes But how are we to understand the fact that Reb Shimon's chaylik, even in the first mission of the parak, where baby Levi was born before Shimon did the Yibam? As soon as baby Levi is born, so Mrs. Reuven is usher to him, meaning she's there, she's waiting to do Yibam, and she's usher to baby Levi, so when Shimon does Yibam, then afterwards, when Shimon then afterwards does Yibam with Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon dies without having any children, l'chayra, we should apply the principle of Nesra, that once Mrs. Reuven was already usher to Levi, so that Isser doesn't go away. How could Reb Shimon say that that Isser just goes away? So says the Gemara that he doesn't. He holds that the Isser was never Chal. Says the Gemara, Kasavar Yesh Zika. Reb Shimon has an interesting Shita. He holds Yesh Zika, but not just the standard Yesh Zika. Reb Shimon holds that Yesh Zika, the Zika Kikanusa Damya. Reb Shimon holds that there's a Zika De'araisa over here. Reb Shimon holds that when Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so she's mamish like Shimon's wife, Mida'araisa. So when Levi is then born, even though Shimon didn't do Yibam yet, when Levi is then born, Mrs. Reuven doesn't fall to him. She never was Nesra. She's already Shimon's wife. There's a Zika Kikanusa Damya. There's a Zika Daraisa that Mrs. Reuven is considered Shimon's wife. So therefore, once Shimon then does Yibam and he dies, now she falls to baby Levi. She's really falling for the first time. She was never Nesra. You assume that she was Nesra because baby Levi was born before Shimon did the Yibam. Says the Gemara, the Norib, Shimon holds that Yesh Zika and it's Kikanusa Damya, that it's like Mrs. Reuven is already married to Shimon. Mamela, she was never Nesra. And that's why there's no Isser of Eishas Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai.